Hello, I'm Gary Roby, and this is A Call to Worship. Join us today as we look at how God is our comforter.
So many times, like a child, I come to you with a broken heart. And every time, you are there to ease the pain. When the journey's hard, you comfort me in every trial. You comfort me. You walk with me and every mile.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you for the comfort you bring to our hearts and minds as we trust in you. It is truly sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promises, and to know the reality of the phrase, "Thus saith the Lord." Right now, Lord, many of us need your comfort as we're dealing with death of a family member, poor health and the need for healing, stress over a job loss, financial problems that come with that, strife within our families, mechanical issues with our automobiles, and the list just goes on and on. Thank you, Lord, for the ministry of your Holy Spirit that gives us that peace that passes all understanding and the comfort that only you can give. Thank you for the promise that we do have your presence to comfort, guide, and protect us. As the song says, we will never, ever walk alone.
works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a
Please stay tuned as we enjoy comfort in the presence of Almighty God.
To go.
thank you again for listening to this Call to Worship program. I want to thank those of you who have written to us or have sent a message from our website or have stopped by our Facebook page. We appreciate your prayer support and donations to this ministry as you're led. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to us at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. And you can find us online at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your contribution on the website. You can also listen to these programs online and find details regarding the music you hear on this program. God is our comforter. In the words of Jesus found in John chapter 14, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." In 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, Paul says, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. Even when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. For when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you. Then you can patiently endure the same things we suffer. We are confident that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in the comfort God gives us."
Oh, hey, my Savior,
I'm Gary Robey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Thank you for your letters, and when you're able, your financial support of this radio ministry. You can write to us at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And you're welcome to visit our Facebook page and our website, www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible contribution on the website. You can listen to the programs and find other valuable information there, including a list of the songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace.
Wings your